Hello and welcome to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. Tonight, cabarets and more for your homo holidays. And for those of you who, like me, think the holidays start way too early, well, fret not. We'll be talking about and hearing songs about more than just the winter holidays. My guests are two of San Francisco's shining stars of cabaret. Remind me, folks, later to talk about whether that word is maligned or if you feel maligned by the label cabaret singer. Veronica Klaus and Russ Lawrenson are my guests. Neither are strangers to Out in the Bay. My co-producer Marilyn Pittman has interviewed Veronica at least twice, a few years ago for her solo theatrical presentation of Family Jewels, The Making of Veronica Klaus, about her personal journey, and more recently about her show Lee a la Vie, her tribute to Peggy Lee, which was really a tremendous show. And then I had Veronica on when her Something Cool CD came out, which really is cool. She was voted Best Chanteuse by the San Francisco Bay Guardian. The San Francisco Chronicle called her a beautifully expressive and tuneful song stylist who's brassy and confident on stage. Veronica Klaus, welcome back to Out in the Bay.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm good.
Great to
thanks.
Be here.
Russ Lawrenson was on Out in the Bay, two or three years ago, Russ?
Yeah, I think so.
Sharing his love for and his renditions of the songs of Bobby Darin. His Bobby Darin tribute show, As Long As I'm Singing, was smoking hot with a big band. I feel lucky to have seen it. He's also gotten rave reviews for his Tony Bennett tribute show, Benedetto Blessed. Russ's performance career began at age 7 in his hometown of Philadelphia. As an actor, he's appeared in award-winning musical productions with theater companies throughout the U.S., and as a vocalist, he has toured the U.S., the U.K., and Europe. So, Russ Lawrenson, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you very much.
It's really nice to see both of you. You know, we get to interview Russ and Veronica here on Out in the Bay because they're both queer. Lucky us. And in particular,
wait,
this
Veronica's
time around...
queer? No. What?
Well, so they say.
At least odd.
And this particular time around, because Russ's 8th annual Christmas in San Francisco with Veronica Klaus on one of the two nights is right around the corner, next Friday and Saturday, December 13th and 14th at, I'm not going to say this wrong, Paina Lounge? Is that right?
That's very right. Yep.
Paina Lounge and Restaurant, 1865 Post Street. So stick around to hear some of their music about the ever-changing Bay Area cabaret scene and about Russ's new organization, AHA, Artists Helping Artists, which is dedicated to local musicians. Now, they were stuck in traffic, so they got here at the last second, and I just want to check with Joanne and see if What I Want for Christmas is queued up. Track 6? Fantastic. So let's kick it off with some music with the title track of Russ Lawrenson's CD, What I Want for Christmas.
When you said yesterday that it's nearly Christmas, what did I want? And I thought, just to love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When I walk through a room, let them see you need me. Walk through a room, let them see you love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. Anyone can wish for all the trinkets in the window. Some can even buy the things they see. But the present that I want you'll never find in any window. Bring me love and bring it just for me. When I come home at night, take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me and say, for Christmas.
That's Russ Lawrenson singing That's What I Want for Christmas here on Out in the Bay. So 8 years of Christmas in San Francisco, that's the name of the show on the 13th and 14th. Russ, what inspired you to develop this annual show?
You know, Truthfully, the album. we did the album. I 8 years ago was at this place where do I do another album or do I take the band on tour? And we decided that we'd spend the money on an album, and a Christmas album is the gift that keeps on giving. It's like every year it's sort of new. So we did it. We did the CD release, and it on the album there's a song, a track of Snow from White Christmas, which is, you know, in the movie was Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen and Rosemary Clooney. And so we did it with Therese Janeco, who I know you know, and some other folks here from San Francisco, and that was sort of the genesis of the show and having guests and that sort of thing. And it's now turned into this holiday tradition for a lot of people who really mark their holidays. So we've done it. We did it Jazz at Pearls. We've then went to the Plush Room. Then we were at the Raz Room, and this year we're at Paena.
As the cabaret venues change,
yeah.
So do you.
See, I keep closing them down. I feel bad for Paena. It might be their last stand.
So now I haven't actually seen this show yet. I'm hoping to go see it next weekend.
Yay.
But tell me, so how does this work? I know Veronica is with you one night, and the other night is Wesley Whitfield with Mike Greensill, who many of our KALW listeners know, as he's the house pianist for West Coast Live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a co-host kind of with you, but you have other people coming through, or it's just the two of you, for example, on one night, and then the next night it'll just be you and Mike and Wesley?
It'll be just like that, yeah. So generally what we do is I come out, I sing a few songs, and then my guest, in the past couple of years, we've reduced the number of guests. We used to have three. So I would only sing about five songs, and then you'd have all these other people. And now we've reduced it. It's much more fun. The audience has been like, we'd like to hear more of you, and we'd like to hear more of the guests. So now we're reduced. So when Veronica comes, I'll sing a few songs. Then Veronica comes out. We do a duet. She sings a few songs. Mm-hmm. We do another duet. And then I come back and do a few more songs.
And so, Veronica, this is your third time? Is that right? Or will this will be the fourth?
Is it third?
It's your third time.
Third time. That's what I thought.
How did you get roped in?
Well, you know, it was funny because the first year that Russ asked me to do the show, I was so excited. And we had our rehearsal, and the night of the show comes, and Russ is stranded in, where was it?
I was in England.
I
I got stuck in a blizzard. The show was on the 22nd of December, and on the 18th, I'm flying home from London, and all the airports were shut down, all of the London area. I could not get out. They tried, once the airports in London opened, then they were going to fly me home, try to fly through Frankfurt. That airport was closed because the snow had moved to Germany. It was crazy. So that year, it wasn't Russ Lawrenson and friends. It was Russ Lawrenson's friends. And the show went on. So Veronica and Katya and Carly Ozard went on. We even tried to... We were going to do a live video because I was staying with a friend who's a BBC producer. We were going to do it via Skype, right? And Skype had a two-day outage that started the day of the show. Like, I was not meant to do the show.
You were not meant to be there, apparently. Yeah. Wow, okay.
But it's okay. We carried on.
Yes, you did.
That's a great story. So there's another reason to have more than one co-host.
You're right. It could be the Veronica Klaus Christmas show. We don't know. I'm not leaving town, though.
So that's a perfect segue. Let's hear some of Veronica's fine stylings. Tell us a little bit, Veronica, about Just Squeeze Me.
Just Squeeze Me is a Duke Ellington song that is on my CD with the Tammy Hall Quartet called Something Cool that we released last year in 2012. And it starts out with a fine bass solo by Daniel Fabricant, and it's one of my favorite arrangements on this CD. Treat me sweet and gentle when you say goodnight. Don't tease me, baby, just squeeze me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. Don't tease me, baby, just squeeze me. Missing your sensual way, singing the blues every day, counting the nights waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. Please say
you love me too. When I get that feeling, I'm in ecstasy. Don't tease me, just squeeze me. Treat me sweet, sweet and gentle. When you say goodnight, don't tease me, just squeeze me. I get so sentimental. Just squeeze me. Oh, I'm missing you, singing the blues. Oh, I'm waiting for you. I'm in a mood I never knew. Please say you love me too. When I get that feeling, I'm in ecstasy. Don't tease me.
That was Veronica Klaus singing Just Squeeze Me from her album, Something Cool. I knew it was Something Cool, and it was cool. I knew Cool was in there somewhere. Something Cool. She's performing next Saturday night, December 14th, in Russ Lawrenson's 8th Annual Christmas in San Francisco, which runs two nights, Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th, at Paina Lounge and Restaurant, 1865 Post Street in San Francisco's Japantown. Information online at christmasinsf.com. You're listening to Out in the Bay. I'm Eric Jansen. My guests are Veronica Klaus and Russ Lawrenson. Russ, this year's Christmas in San Francisco is the first in this new series you have, AHA. What's the AHA cabaret? What's AHA and what's the series?
Well, AHA is artists helping artists. And I've had my eye on this space at Paina for a couple of years now. And when the much beloved Raz Room closed earlier this year.
Was it really much beloved?
By audiences, it was much beloved. Yes,
not
was.
So much by the artists. It was
an interesting
place
to work. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I loved working there because of the people that came out, and the audiences are fantastic. But when it closed, and now Feinstein's is in that space at the Nico, much like we were talking off the air about some of the local radio environment where they don't focus on local artists, a lot of the clubs here in town want to bring people in from New York or from Chicago, but we have a lot of homegrown talent. So AHA was sort of my brainchild to marry this fantastic room that Paina has with the local talent that's here. So we're gonna start doing one show a month, one weekend a month for 2014. Hopefully the audience will build and we'll grow up. We're not going to try and do a full programming thing, but the idea is to focus on the local scene. We'll certainly bring in outsiders over time, or out of towners, I should say. But I really want to focus on the hometown talent and there really isn't a room for those people to go to where they can go and make some money. And we're doing things differently. One of the things, as Veronica's got a CD release coming up, a lot of times when we work in the rooms, people don't know, but every time I sell a CD at the Raz Room, they take 25% of it, of my CD.
And that's a typical of pretty much any venue,
pretty
right?
Typical, yeah. And I don't quite get it. So as the new producer for AHA, I'm not doing that. The artist gets to keep all of their money. They put their blood, sweat, and tears into that product. They should keep what they do. So we're just trying to do some things that are really to benefit the artists. And so that's the genesis of that.
So tell us about Paina Lounge. I've never actually heard of it before. So yeah. You said, it's been around for a while.
The space has been around for quite a while. It's right next door to the Kabuki movie theater, the Sundance movie theater in Japantown. We like to say in the historic Fillmore Jazz District, because that was there before really all the mall and everything. But Paina, people may remember it from a few years back as Pasta Pomodoro. Then it became the Sundance Kitchen, and now it's this Paina Lounge. And when they opened Paina Lounge, they gutted the inside, rebuilt it with this beautiful stage, beautiful sound system, lights. It seats 125 people, which is perfect for cabaret space and jazz. So we're going to be presenting both of those genres in there. They had some difficulty in the beginning, much like the Raz Boys, with noise ordinances and that sort of thing. So they weren't allowed to have live entertainment after 10 p.m. I was going to do a New Year's show there last year, and we couldn't because they can't have anybody live. But for cabaret, that doesn't matter. We all start at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we're done by 9 or 9:30.
So that's right. These two shows coming up are 7:30 shows, right?
7:30 shows,
so you can see this and then still go out to a party.
And yes.
You know, like people do that this time of year.
Exactly.
There's so much going on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And or hang out. The nice thing is for the rooms that are in hotels, most of the hotel bars shut at 10 o'clock, like after the show, and people want to continue to sort of live in that environment. And the nice thing with Paina is they're open until we shut the doors. So people can come in. It's a full restaurant, have dinner prior to the show. They can hang out and have drinks after the show and hang out with Veronica and I, and we'll gladly sell our CDs for anybody who'll buy them.
So tell me a little bit about the, the artists scene. You know, since it's art, your group is called Artists Helping Artists, it implies that there's some struggling for people to actually make a living doing performance art. As I guess both of you have regular day jobs.
We do.
Although it seems like, God, you're such big stars with these CDs and everything. I mean, I knew about yours. I didn't know about Veronica's until today.
I mean, if you're a musician and you can play with, you know, if you're a bass player or a piano player and you can play with a lot of different people and a lot of different bands and groups, and, you know, you have your own thing, you play with other people. When you're a singer, it's a little more difficult because, you know, it's sort of a focal point and you don't, other bands don't just need a singer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
you can't just fill in. You can't just come show up and say, I got a paid gig as a singer with this other band.
Right.
But
exactly.
If you're a bass player, like Daniel Fabricant must play in every single band. Does anybody else play bass in this
wonderful
town?
Wonderful Daniel Fabricant plays with everyone.
Well, funny enough, see, Daniel is booked. He's playing Betty Buckley at Feinstein's for a month. So he won't be on our gig. And he almost always is. So you find someone else who fits in. But yeah, Daniel is much in demand.
So
but,
it's tricky unless you're traveling a lot because, you know, you can only do so many gigs in town before you sort of start, you know, diluting your draw and that kind of thing. So it's tricky, you know.
So now,
it's tricky to make a living in town.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Now, I don't want to talk business too long, but I'm curious to know, you were, Veronica, crowdfunding your CD that is it the Peggy Lee A La Vie?
Lee CD? We're just getting ready to release Lee A La Vie, which is Peggy Lee did guitars a la Lee and Latin a la Lee. So we're doing Lee A La Vie, which stands for Veronica.
Cute.
And
who came up with that?
And it's a Peggy Lee songbook. It's songs that either she wrote or recorded in her 50-year recording career. And we had a really successful Kickstarter campaign that just ended, and we're just getting ready to send that CD off to press. Very excited about it.
So Kickstarter did work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
That's the second time it worked for you,
second
too.
Time, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did something cool that way, too.
Yeah.
So we don't have a whole lot of time left. It flies when you're playing songs, but we're going to play some more music. We're, Russ, tell us about this song we're going to hear next.
Sure.
This is also from the program that's coming up this next weekend.
This song, with the risk of giving away something at the show, this song is called I Guess There Ain't No Santa Claus, and it was the lyrics were written by Johnny Mercer. And after Johnny died, his widow, Ginger, had a closet full of lyrics, songs that had never been put to music, lyrics that Johnny had written. And in his last year of his life, Johnny became great friends with Barry Manilow. And when he died, Ginger gave Barry a bunch of lyrics and Barry set them to music. So this is one that Barry Manilow wrote the music for this and Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got evenings to spare that nobody will share. I guess there ain't no Santa Claus. I don't flirt, I don't dance, 'cause I don't get a chance. I guess there ain't no Santa Claus. Jingle bells, wedding bells, ring so merrily. But jingle bells and wedding bells never ring for me. Like the clock on the shelf, I hold hands with myself. I guess there ain't no Santa Claus. I got wine, I got cheer, I got nobody here. I guess there ain't no Santa Claus. Well, they sure got it right when they sing silent.
Just a little tease for you of I guess there ain't no Santa Claus, but there is a Veronica Klaus in the room with us. You're listening
oh God,
out in the
don't
Bay.
Know
I know
many
it's pretty
years
bad.
I put up with that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sorry. Oh man, I feel I'm so ashamed right now. okay, you're listening to Out in the Bay. That song that we just heard, "There Ain't No Santa Claus," will be one of the songs that Russ will be singing at Christmas in San Francisco.
Yeah,
coming up Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th, just coming right up. Veronica Klaus is performing on Saturday the 14th. On the Friday the 13th, it's Wesla Whitfield and Mike mm-hmm. Greensill. Will you be doing any duets together in this?
We're doing a couple. Yeah.
We're doing a couple.
Maybe it's cold outside.
No, you know, I've given up on that one. I cannot. That song is deceptively hard. There are so many lyrics, and I've tried. I don't know how many times, and I've given up on it. No, we're going to do "Winter Wonderland," and then we're doing originally recorded by Peggy Lee. Back in 1941 called "I Love the Winter Weather," and Tony Bennett did it as a medley with "I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm." So we're gonna do that one together. And then for Wesla Whitfield fans out there, you've got to come on Friday night and see Wesla and I do "Sisters" from White Christmas.
Oh, fun!
We even have the fans, so okay. This should be interesting.
That should be fun. Well, we got to move it along. I want to hear a little bit more of Veronica Klaus. This is I love being here with you. Anything yes. you want to say about this?
It was written by Peggy Lee, and it's going to be on the new CD coming out.
Fantastic. Let's hear it.
Called Lee à la Vie.
I love the East. I love the West. North and South, they're both the best. But I only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there'll never, never be a bore. 'Cause I love being here with you, singing in the shower, laughing by the hour. Life is such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I'd love to hear you say my name. I like good wine, fine cuisine, candlelight. I love the scene, 'cause baby, if you know what I mean, I love being here with you.
Well, that was another short little tease there. I love being here with you. Veronica Klaus singing a Peggy Lee song, which will be on her new CD. When is the release party for that?
I'm not quite sure yet. In the new year.
Soon.
Yeah. In the new year. I'm not quite sure
yet. Keep us posted. Do let us know. There is so much going on this time of year. I promised a few folks that we just quickly mention some of the other entertainment options. You got some favorites?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I mean, the two that come immediately to mind that are traditions for me is Katya Smirnovskaya does her holiday spectacular. She's at Feinstein's on the 19th. And the Golden Girls Live do their Christmas episode.
That's always lots of fun. Yeah. It's always lots of fun with Heclina and Cookie Dough and Matthew Martin and
Pollo Del Mar.
Thank you. Thank you.
And my favorite thing to start out the season is the Rainbow World Fund has their tree lighting ceremony, the Tree of Hope, at City Hall on the 10th. And I'll be there with Josh Klipp and other special guests, Donna Sachet and Annie Lamott, an author.
I've heard of her. That's next Tuesday night?
Is that the 10th?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday the 10th at City Hall. Starts at 5:30 with the San Francisco Boys Chorus.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's a great event. Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, 21st year. Producer and comic Lisa Godoldega says it's what Jews do on Christmas. Go see and hear live comedy in a Chinese restaurant. It's December 24th, 25th, and 26th this year. I think it's kungpaokosher.com, but just type in Kung Pao Kosher Comedy. At the New Conservatory Theater, you know, if you don't always like the holiday thing and you want to find something else, I just saw My Beautiful Laundrette last night. It runs through December 22nd. I really enjoyed it. And they've got Avenue Q coming up as mm-hmm. well. I think that starts tomorrow night and goes through the end of into the early part of next year. And finally, the Kinsey Six, America's Acapella Beauty Shop. Dragapella, America's first Dragapella Beauty Shop Quartet, celebrates 20 years of crude political send up songs December 28th. It's a Saturday night at the Castro Theater, and rumor is that the original Trixie will make a cameo appearance. So instead of our theme song tonight, we're going to go out playing under the credits with the song Christmas in San Francisco. Before I start playing it, Russ, tell us just a tiny bit about the songwriter, the late Tony Romano.
Tony Romano was a guitarist for Tony Bennett. And wrote this song for Tony, thinking it'd be a great bookend to I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Gave it to Tony, and Columbia Records stepped in and said, no, you'll dilute the value of I Left My Heart in San Francisco, so Tony, you can't record it. So as Veronica was talking about how musicians are mercenaries, Tony also was a guitarist for Vic Damone. And so when Tony turned it down, he gave the song to Vic Damone, and Vic Damone recorded it. So Vic and I have the only two recordings of it.
Okay, so we're going to be playing this. You can go ahead and start it low. We'll fade it up. Let's give websites. ChristmasInSF.com for the show.
Correct.
And you have a website, RussLawrenson.com.
And just find me on Facebook,
Veronica Klaus on Facebook. Veronica, I misspelled your name in a Facebook post. Veronica with a C, Klaus with a K.
Yes.
Veronica with a K. So
No.
Veronica with a C, Klaus with a K, Veronica Klaus on Facebook. Find her there. You've been listening to Out in the Bay, gay radio from San Francisco. If you missed part of this broadcast, you can hear the whole thing on our website, outinthebay.org, where you can also sign up for free podcasts and get the Stitcher app that lets you hear radio programs on mobile devices. You can also hear our most recent shows right on the site and about a dozen of our favorites from our 9 years now on the air. You know, we've been producing Out in the Bay for this long, and we're not a staff production of KALW. We're independent. We don't receive any funds from KALW. We need your support. It's easy and tax deductible on our website, outinthebay.org. We do thank KALW for studio time and airtime and tonight's engineer, Joanne Marr. Thank you, Joanne. Out in the Bay is supported in part by the Bar Association of San Francisco's Lawyer Referral and Information Service, providing legal referrals in over 100 areas of the law, including those most relevant to the LGBT community. Information online at sfbar.org/LRIS. Or by phone at 415-989-1616. Let them know you heard about this community service on Out in the Bay Radio. That's sfbar.org/LRIS, 415-989-1616. And we can bring up the song Christmas in San Francisco. It'll roll out to the end. Go see the show. More information online at christmasinsf.com. Thanks for listening.
People with kids. Giving old Saint Nick a hand. Let's get some tea in Chinatown. Take in some jazz on Fillmore.